Gentlemen, I'd like to shift now to the threat of terrorism. Do you think the world today is a safer or more dangerous place than it was 8 years ago? Has the terrorist threat increased or decreased? Senator Kaine.
The terrorist threat has decreased in some ways because bin Laden is dead. The terrorist threat has decreased in some ways because an Iranian nuclear weapons program has been stopped. The terrorist threat to United States troops has been decreased in some ways because there's not 175,000 in a dangerous part of the world. There's only 15,000, but there are other parts of the world that are challenging. Let me tell you this. To beat terrorism, there's only one candidate who can do it, and it's Hillary Clinton. Remember, Hillary Clinton was the senator from New York on 9/11. She was there at the World Trade Center when they were still searching for victims and survivors. That seared onto her the need to beat terrorism. And she's got a plan to do it. She was part of the national security team that wiped out bin Laden. Here's her plan to defeat ISIL. First, we got to keep taking out their leaders on the battlefield. She was part of the team that got bin Laden, and she'll lead the team that will get Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the head of ISIS. Second, we got to disrupt financing networks. Third, disrupt their ability to recruit on the internet in their safe havens. But fourth, we also have to work with allies to share and surge intelligence. That's the Hillary Clinton plan. She's got the experience to do it. Donald Trump. Donald Trump can't start a Twitter war with Miss Universe without shooting himself in the foot. Donald Trump doesn't have a plan. He said, I have a secret plan. And then he said, I know more than all the generals about ISIL. And then he said, I'm going to call the generals to help me figure out a plan. And finally, he said, I'm going to fire all the generals. He doesn't have a plan. But he does have dangerous ideas. Here's four. He trash talks the military. The military is a disaster. John McCain's no hero. The generals need all to be fired, and I know more than them. He wants to tear up alliances. NATO is obsolete and will only work together with Israel if they pay big league. Third, he loves dictators. He's got kind of a personal Mount Rushmore. Vladimir Putin, Kim Jong-un, Muammar Gaddafi, and Saddam Hussein. And last and most dangerously, Donald Trump believes that the world will be safer if more nations have nuclear weapons. He said Saudi Arabia should get them, Japan should get them, Korea should get them. And when he was confronted with this and told, wait a minute, terrorists could get those, proliferation could lead to nuclear war, here's what Donald Trump said, and I quote, go ahead, folks, enjoy yourselves. I'd love to hear Governor Pence tell me what's so enjoyable or comical about nuclear war.
Governor Pence.
Did you work on that one a long time? Because that had a lot of really creative lines in it.
Well, I'm going to see if you can defend any of it.
Look, I can defend. I can make it very clear to the American people. After traveling millions of miles as our Secretary of State, after being the architect of the foreign policy of this administration, America is less safe today than it was the day that Barack Obama became president of the United States. It's absolutely inarguable. We've weakened America's place in the world. It's been a combination of factors, but mostly it's been a lack of leadership. I mean, I will give you, and I was in Washington, D.C. on 9/11. I saw the clouds of smoke rise from the Pentagon.
I was in Virginia, where the Pentagon's
located. I know you were. Mm-hmm. We all lived through that day as a nation. It was heartbreaking. And I want to give this president credit for bringing Osama bin Laden to justice. But the truth is, Osama bin Laden led Al-Qaeda. Our primary threat today is ISIS. And because Hillary Clinton failed to renegotiate a status of forces agreement that would have allowed some American combat troops to remain in Iraq and secure the hard-fought gains the American soldier had won by 2009, ISIS was able to be literally conjured up out of the desert, and it's overrun vast areas that the American soldier had won in Operation Iraqi Freedom. My heart breaks for the likes of Lance Corporal Scott Zabowski. He fell in Fallujah in 2005. He fought hard through some of the most difficult days in Operation Iraqi Freedom, and he paid the ultimate sacrifice to defend our freedom and secure that nation. And that nation was secured in 2009. But because Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama failed to provide a status of forces agreement and leave sufficient troops in there, we are back at war. The president just ordered more troops on the ground. We are back at war in Iraq. And Scott Zabowski, whose mom would always come to Memorial Day events in Newcastle, Indiana, to see me, and I'd always give her a hug and tell her we're never going to forget our son, and we never will, Scott Sabowski and the sacrifices the American soldier made were squandered in Iraq because this administration created a vacuum in which ISIS was able to grow. And a reference to the Iranian deal that Hillary Clinton initiated, $150 billion
stopping a
to
nuclear
the radical
weapons
mullahs
program
in
without
Iran.
Firing a shot.
You didn't stop the nuclear weapons
program. Yes, we
program.
Did.
You
Even the Israeli
you
military says
you essentially guaranteed
stopped.
That Iran will someday become a nuclear power because there's no limitations once the period of time of the treaty comes off.
Governor Pence, Mr. Trump has proposed extreme vetting of immigrants from parts of the world that export terrorism, but that does not address many of the recent terrorist attacks in the United States, such as the Orlando nightclub massacre and the recent bombings in New York and New Jersey. Those were homegrown, committed by U.S. citizens and legal residents. What specific tools would you use to prevent those kinds of attacks?
Well, I think it's a great question, Elaine. But it really does begin with us reforming our immigration system and putting the interest, particularly the safety and security of the American people, first. I mean, Donald Trump has called for extreme vetting for people coming in to this country so that we don't bring people into the United States who are hostile to our Bill of Rights freedoms, who are hostile to the American way of life. But also, Donald Trump and I are committed to suspending the Syrian refugee program and programs in immigration from areas of the world that have been compromised by terrorism. Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine want to increase the Syrian refugee program by 500.
Elaine, I want to tell you about our plan.
Homegrown.
Yeah. And so, but first, you know, let's make sure we're putting the safety and security of the American people first instead of Hillary Clinton expanding the Syrian
or instead of
program.
You violating the Constitution by blocking people based on their national origin rather than whether they're dangerous.
That's absolutely false.
That's what the Seventh Circuit decided. Here's the difference.
The Seventh Circuit.
We have different views on refugee issues and on immigration. Hillary and I want to do enforcement based on are people dangerous. These guys say all Mexicans are bad. And with respect to refugees, we want to keep people out if they're dangerous. Donald Trump said keep them out if they're Muslim. Mike Pence put
absolutely
a program in place to keep them out if they're from Syria. And yesterday, an appellate court with three Republican judges struck down the Pence plan and said it was discriminatory.
And those judges,
we should focus upon discrimination.
Elaine, to your point, those judges said it was because there wasn't any evidence yet that ISIS had infiltrated the United States. Well, Germany just arrested three Syrian refugees
ISIS. But they told you there's a right way and a wrong way to do it.
But look, if you're going to be critical of me on that, that's fair game. I will tell you, after two Syrian refugees were involved in the attack in Paris that is called Paris's 9/11, as governor of the state of Indiana, I have no higher priority than the safety and security of the people of my state.
But Governor
so you
Pence,
bet I suspended
but,
that program.
But Governor Pence,
and I stand
just
by that decision, and if I'm vice president of the United States or Donald Trump is president, we're going to put the safety and security of the American people
can
first.
Can we just be clear? Hillary and I will do immigration enforcement, and we'll vet refugees based on whether they're dangerous or not. We won't do it based on discriminating against you from the country you come from or the religion that you
practice. But the problem with
that is completely antithetical to the Jeffersonian values of equality.
Elaine, the director of the FBI or Homeland Security said, we can't know for certain who these people are coming from Syria.
And Syria, and when we don't let them know, we don't let them in.
So the FBI,
we don't know who they are, we don't let them in.
The FBI and Homeland Security said, we can't know for certain. You've got to err on the side of the safety and security of the American people, Senator. I understand
by trashing all Syrians or trashing all Muslims.
Senator Kaine,
let me ask you this. Secretary
Clinton
has talked about an intelligence surge.
Yes.
What exactly would an intelligence surge look like, and how would that help identify terrorists with no operational connection to a foreign terrorist organization?
Intelligence surge is two things, Elaine. It's two things. It's first, dramatically expanding our intelligence capacities by hiring great professionals, but also we've got some of the best intel and cyber employees in the world right here in the United States working for many of our private sector companies. So it involves increasing our own workforce, but striking great partnerships with some of our cyber and intel experts in the private sector so that we can, consistent with constitutional principles, gather more intelligence. But the second piece of this is really, really important. It also means creating stronger alliances, because you gather intelligence and then you share your intelligence back and forth with allies. And that's how you find out who may be trying to recruit, who may be trying to come from one country to the next. Alliances are critical. That's why Donald Trump's claim that he wants to, that NATO is obsolete and that we need to get rid of NATO is so dangerous.
It's not his plan.
Well, he said NATO is obsolete. And look, if you push aside your alliances, who are you going to share intelligence with? Hillary Clinton is a Secretary of State who knows how to build alliances. She built the sanctions regime around the world that stopped the Iranian nuclear weapons program. And that's what an intelligence means. Better skill and capacity, but also better alliances.
All right, I'd like to turn now to the tragedy in Syria.
Can I speak about the cybersecurity surge at all?
You can have 30 seconds, Governor, quickly, please.
First, Donald Trump just spoke about this issue this week. We have got to bring together the best resources of this country to understand that cyber warfare is the new warfare of the asymmetrical enemies that we face in this country. And I look forward, if I'm privileged to be in this role, of working with you in the Senate to make sure that we resource that effort.
We will work together in whatever roles we inhabit.
We have an intelligence, sir. But I will also tell you that it's important in this moment to remember that Hillary Clinton had a private server in her home that had classified information on it about drone strikes. Emails from the President of the United States of America were on there. Right. Her private server was subject
Governor,
to being hacked by foreign
I'd like to
hours.
Ask you about Syria.
We could put cybersecurity first if we just make sure the next Secretary of State doesn't have
a private server. A full investigation concluded that not one reasonable prosecutor would take any additional step. You don't get to decide the rights and wrongs of this. We have a justice system that does that. And a Republican FBI director did an investigation and concluded.
All right, we are moving on now.
Senator, if your son or my son handled classified information the way Hillary Clinton did, they'd be court-martialed.
That is absolutely false, and you know that.
Absolutely true.
And you know that, Governor.
It's absolutely true.
Because the FBI did an investigation.
Gentlemen.
And they concluded that there was no reasonable prosecutor who would take it further.
Senator Kaine, Governor Pence, please.